This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Frank here. We just reviewed the home inspection on the home we're buying. Can you ask the seller to replace the refrigerator with one that has a freezer on top? My wife doesn't like bending over to get the ice cream.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. The request about the refrigerator and ice cream, it's ludicrous, but I guess stranger things have happened, as they say. Reality sometimes happens. Hey, today's guest, Big Brother Bob Breitman. He's the executive director for over 40 years for local agency formation commissions, 20 of those years in Santa Barbara. He was around when the city of Goleta incorporated. So we'll talk about that, how the city of Goleta is doing, and what's going to happen to Nolita, and his view on density and housing. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, doing that for the first time, even though we're only about 23 days into the new year. But according to my calendar, it's the fourth week of the year because the first week straddled the end of 2025. But first, for the last 91 weeks, I figured out I should be tracking the median price at the end of the week, a snapshot of what's in escrow, what we call pending. And for the week ending January 23rd, 2026, we had 68 listings in escrow. And that's a good number. That's a good number. Now, back towards the some of the higher weeks, you know, we even had, 80 listings in escrow towards the end of 2025. But last week it was 60. The week before that it was 58. 58, 59, 59, 59. So 68 is a big jump up. And it's starting the year. It's not surprising. What about last year at this time? There were 53 listings pending on this about 23 days into the year. And today, 68. The median price for those 53 pendings last year was just under $2.8 million. And today, the 68 listings that are in escrow, $2,670,000. And I will point out that for like last week, it was $3 million, and now $2,670,000. And the week, a couple of weeks before that, it was $2.5 million, about 3 weeks in a row, four weeks in a row, it was $2.5 million. Then last week, $3 million, now $2,670,000. So that's a big jump up from the $2.2 million, $1.8 million we saw in December. So unless things are going to sell for half price, we should see the median sales price pop up from what it was in December. And of course, it went down. We ended up the year, though, at a median price of $2.4 million. What is it year to date? For the first 23 days of 2026, median sales price for single family homes, $2,350,000. 630 for those counting. $2,350,000 for the first 23 days of 2026. Days on market for those sales, and by the way, it's 40 sales, 16.5 days on market. Last year at this time, 43 sales. Median price, $2.8 million. Remember, 2025, the first 6 months was scorching. The median price, $2,650,000 for the first 6 months of 2025. Dropping down the second 6 months to $2,285,000. Finishing for the year at $2.4 million. Higher than the prior 3 years, which was hovering $2.2 million. $2,200,000, $2,220,000 range for the years 2022, 2023, 2024. So a big pop up in 2025. And so far, the first 23 days, $2,350,000. So we'll track that. Last year, it was $2.8 million for the first 24 days. And the sales for the last 4 years, for the first, 23, 24, 25 days, about the same. 40 sales, 43, 42, 39. You got to go back to 2022 to see a number like 57. And the unicorn year, the first about 25 days of the year, 82 sales. You can't even make that up. Okay, so that's year to date. And, and so again, to point out, the second 6 months of 2025, the median price, $2,285,000. And now for the first 23 days, $2,350,630. So we'll track that. And based on the pending sales over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I wouldn't be surprised if in February we see the median price over $2.4 million. So let's see, mark the tape. Let's see how correct I am or how incorrect I am. Okay. So what else do I have to tell you? 1740 sales in 23 days. Technically, it's my fourth week, so it's 10 a week. I haven't yet started tracking that, but we ended up at 17.6 sales per week in 2025, which was higher than 2024, which was higher than 2023, which was a scotch higher than 2022. So let's hope we break high and we go over 18 sales per week for 2026. So that means sellers are happy and buyers are happy. Okay. I think that's it for the numbers. Fourth segment, we'll do the weekly multiple listing sales update. I think I covered everything. I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but it's worth mentioning again. The Goleta Water District bought me a flume leak detector. And this thing, you install it yourself. It wraps around the water meter. Now, the newer water meters doesn't work. So you have to have the older water meter. And I think I paid for it. And I think it cost around $300. And then they reimbursed me. Goleta Water District has programs where if you convert grass to this or that, and water wise, they have money to pay you to do it. So this flume leak detector works. There was a toilet running and suddenly I got an alert on my phone and it was like, hey, let's fix that. Or if you're out watering real heavy with your hose going for a long time, it'll alert you. But of course, you know that you're doing that. So you have to call the Goleta Water District, find out if you are qualified to get this rebate and see what other kind of money they're going to give you. Now, she told me eventually they're going to convert all these to electronic meters and it won't work on that. But if she said, if I want to keep it, I can buy my own meter. It would act like a sub-meter. I'd have to dig a hole and have a plumber put it in right next to their meter. And so I can continue using it. So it might be worth the effort. I'll look into it at the time. I could end up going with Moen, which would cost maybe $400, and you'd have to pay a plumber to install it, and it would be installed right at the house. The advantage of that, or the disadvantage of that, it's not going to tell you if you have a leak between the water meter and your house. The advantage for that is you can shut off your water with your phone if you're away and suddenly you get an alert that you have a water leak. So that's the advantage of Moen, and that's my home maintenance tip of the week for you. Okay, coming up, my guest, Big Brother Bob Braitman, LAFCO commissioner for over 40 years. He was around when the city of Goleta was incorporated, and he's going to talk about what they did, how they did that, how it's going now, and the fate of Nolita. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.